Agents of Change.
At the beginning of the 20th century, the newly married American couple, Kathy and Cappy Jones, decided to establish a farm in northwest Mexico's Yaqui Valley, a very little-known, dry and dusty place. In their neighborhood, there was the Yaqui Valley Experiment Station, a large center for agricultural research. The center raised farm animals and grew fruits, but by the 1945, the center was abandoned, became occupied only by rats. So when Kathy heard unusual rumors about the young American who set up camp in the deserted place, despite the lack of electricity, sewage, or drinking water, she went to see what it was all about. There she found Norman Borlaug of the Rockefeller Foundation trying to grow wheat resistant to stem rust, a disease that destroyed many crops which started causing world hunger. Norman didn't have the necessary equipment, help, and conditions for working, but he left his family in Mexico City and went anyway. He was determined to fight the hunger, because he knew hunger well. He experienced it himself. "I am the product of the worst of the Depression," he said. Kathy taught him Spanish, prepared food for him, and allowed him to bathe and wash his clothes in her house. He later stated that he would not have survived without her help. She also took him to the nearest town, Ciudad Obregón, where the main street was named after him 23 years later. During that time, the predictions from the scientists were that the hundreds of millions of people would die of hunger in poor countries such as India and Pakistan, where the population was growing faster than the food stocks. Fortunately, they were wrong, because they didn't know what Norman Borlaug was doing. Borlaug would later receive the Nobel Peace Prize for the years he spent doing his honorable work, growing thousands and thousands of varieties of wheat, carefully noting their characteristics. This kind is resistant to one type of stem rust, but not the other. This species gives good yields, but bad bread, and so on. He could not do the sequencing of wheat DNA to understand which genes caused which traits, because that technology was developed only decades later. But he could cross varieties that had some good traits and hope that one of the crossed varieties would eventually have all the good traits and no bad ones. It was tireless work, but it paid off in the end. Borlaug managed to produce a new type of dwarf rust-resistant wheat with good yields and, crucially, with a short stalk that allowed it not to break in the wind. He found out how to maximize their yield, how far to plant them from each other, how deep, with how much fertilizer and how much water they needed. In the 1960s, Borlaug traveled the world to spread the word. It was often not easy. In Pakistan, the director of research institute said that they tested his wheat but that the yields were poor. Borlaug soon saw why. Ignoring his instructions, they planted it too deep, with too large intervals and without fertilizer or weeding. "This is how wheat is planted in Pakistan," they said. Many did not realize that a revolution was possible. But after his persistence, developing countries began to import Borlaug seeds and methods, and from 1960s to 2000, the wheat yields tripled. Similar work followed on corn and rice. This was called the Green Revolution, and it saved millions of people from starvation. Now, the population growth has slowed, but the UN still predicts we'll add another few billion people before the century's end. Some experts worry that food yields are no longer increasing fast enough to keep up. Progress has slowed and problems are only accumulating. Climate change, water shortages, pollution from fertilizer and pesticides. These are problems that the Green Revolution actually made itself worse. And for Borlaug himself, he realized that his work had caused problems that were not handled well, but he only asked a simple question. Would you rather have imperfect ways to grow more food or let people starve? If only we could find the ideal solution for both problems. If only we could embrace his principles while using all available tools and technologies to do it in a way that preserves our environment. This is Hanna Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.